The Dana Cortez Show podcast begins now.
It's always a good food news day when we're going to talk about IHOP. Ooh. Woo! It's Friday. The Dana Cortez Show is on. It's time for Hottest Hashtags. I'm Dana Cortez.
DJ Automatic.
I go by Anthony A, a.k.a. the Spicy Nugget.
And Fat Dana just come out quick, huh, when I talk about pancakes. All right, so let's get it started with incredible news. Two New Orleans high school students have solved what was thought to be an impossible math problem by using trigonometry. For more than 2,000 years, mathematicians worldwide have tried and failed. But Kalicia Johnson and Nakia Jackson, two black teens from New Orleans who go to the private school, it's called St. Mary's Private Catholic School, they did it.
Wow, bro. 2,000 years?
2,000 years. It's called Pythagorean Theorem.
Oh, I've heard that word, but I don't know anything about it.
You've got to be the smartest people to ever come out of Louisiana.
Anthony!
The smartest people in the history of Louisiana.
I mean, I would say Lil Wayne, then them.
Yeah. Anyway, congratulations to them. And also shout out to their parents, because they must be so proud. They're going to go around to all the universities and Ivy League schools and teach them.
Wow.
Hey,
impressive.
I love it.
Yes, sir.
Wait, the students are going to go around to Ivy League schools?
A 16-year-old coming up and being like, hey, dummies, this is how you do it. A scientist that's worked your entire life and some high school kid's like, hey, this is what you were missing, bro.
Oh, my God.
While she's listening to NLE Choppa at the same time. All right. Now let's do food news. IHOP is adding new items to their menu, sweet and savory crepes. Eggs Benedict, which reminded me of you, DJ Automatic, but it's really the Cinestack pancakes that I'm most excited about. You know, they cut their menu during the whole pandemic. They're adding things back. I got to go to IHOP. It's one of my favorite places to eat.
This
it's always
wild.
Good.
No, I ain't trying to you know, throw sets up or nothing like that, but Denny's, they got the smacking cinnamon pancakes already.
I ride or die for Denny's.
I'm ready for IHOP. Oh,
bring me a super bird any day.
No, we're going for the Eggs Benedict and the Cinestack. Plus, I don't know anything. They have a loyalty member program. You earn double pan coins between April 14th and the 23rd.
Pull last thing I need is that.
All right, National Day, Anthony A.
All right, let's go to start with National Crayon Day. Shout out to crayons. Shout out to Crayola, who gave us our own crayons one time.
Yeah, I just have terrible flashbacks. I never got the 64 with the sharpener.
Oh, God.
I never got it. It's just a bad
let it
memory.
Go.
I wanted it.
You always had them cheap crayons. The ones that they give you at IHOP.
I don't even know if it was that. It was
something that will unite all of us. It's National Tater Day.
Damn,
boy.
You know what's sad? I can eat papas inside of a tortilla. That's it. Just potatoes and homemade tortilla.
Why is that sad? That's delicious.
But there's no... Well, yeah, you're right. Why is that sad?
Man, I love how just fluid the potato is, dog. Shout out to potato.
It's been fluid before fluid was popular. Yeah,
goes with everything, dude.
National No Homework Day. Last Friday of March, y'all. Come on, teachers.
Shout out to the no homework kid.
Home is to come from school, chill, but the teachers want to take like an hour of your time. They do this to bother you. But that's teachers. All us kids... Put your hands up. No more homework. No more homework.
Forever shout out Kid Chase on that one. And let's wrap it up on National Prom Day.
Hey, you gentlemen went to prom.
Did you ever go to prom, Dana?
I did, Automatic. You've asked me that before.
Refresh my memory because you already had a baby.
I had a baby at 15, but my mom, you know, wanted me to go later on. And my friend asked me, and we went, and another girlfriend of mine loaned me the dress. And I had a great time, and I was home by 11.
Oh.
It was my friend. Yeah, that was my prom experience.
That when babysitter got out?
That's what my mom said.
I'm going out now.
Yeah, she's like, it's time for me to go out. You know, got them 20-year-old grandmas.
Woo! The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Down in the DM today, we're going to follow up with one of our couples. Becky hit me up because her man, Abraham, is messaging a woman about taking a trip to New York. And then he denies it. Here's how that down in the DM went.
He got a notification from this woman on Instagram asking if he was able to fly to New York or not.
Maybe it's business.
No. He works in insurance, and there's no reason for him to go like to New York at all, you know?
One of the things I wanted you to tell Otto and Ant is what he said when you asked him about this trip, because you saw it. What did he tell you about the trip?
He said, what are you talking about?
At least we know he lied about that part because you saw the message for sure, right?
Yeah, she asked him.
So I called Abraham pretending to be this woman, and this is how the down in the DM went.
I've never done anything this incredible before.
Well, Abraham, look, just trust me. We're going to have the best time.
I mean, the best part is that Becky has no clue.
You know what? And I'm not going to tell her if you're not going to.
I do know. And I can't believe you.
What is...
Hold on. So it sounds like it's about to go down, right?
Ooh.
No. Plot twist. Here's the rest of the call. Abraham, Becky saw you talking to this lady. What's going on? You're making plans with another woman.
I planned a trip for me and Becky to go to New York, and Celine is the agent who put everything together for us.
What?
I knew it.
Oh my gosh.
I booked our flights, but I've never been to New York, so this tour agency had different packages, and I was like, this is the best thing so that we can see everything together.
Oh my God, I am so sorry.
Okay, so they agreed to talk to us. Becky, girl, what's going on?
Hi, Dana. How are you?
We're good. We're all wondering, how are you and Abraham doing?
He's on the phone.
Hey, everybody.
Okay, so what happened after we told you that this was a down in the DM and we hung up and everything?
I mean, we laughed a bunch about it.
Yeah.
Our family thinks I'm crazy, but whatever.
I mean, you're maybe a little bit. But tell me about how was the trip to New York, though?
We had so much fun.
Did you tell Dana yet?
Tell me what?
We're moving there.
Oh, man. Man, that's crazy.
What? Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, it's insane. Our family thinks it's nuts, too, but we're going to do it. We're doing it.
I'm not going to lie. I'm shocked.
Yeah, why? When did you decide you guys are just going to move to New York?
So while we were there, you know, I've seen Manhattan movies, and being there was surreal. And, yeah, I just asked Abraham about what he thought about staying on New Life.
Oh, my gosh.
After she asked, I was like, yeah. And so we started looking for jobs. We found them, and we're starting next month.
And I just realized, you know, I really don't want to do what my parents did.
Yeah.
We don't have any kids, so why not?
Yeah, why not? Exactly.
I guess go for it, right?
Okay, so you know what? I want you two to stay in touch, and I wish you the best of luck. And I appreciate the time for the follow-up, really. Congratulations. We're so excited for you.
Thank you so much.
I got one more question, though, guys. Are we going to hear some wedding bells pretty soon here? Are you guys getting engaged?
Put that pressure automatic.
I mean, they're moving to New York. That's pretty much.
Now keep up listening.
All right, we'll talk to you both later. Thank you so much, and good luck.
Thank you. Bye.
This is the best ever. You know why? Because they're taking a chance. They're going and they're just going to live their life. We just did an episode of House Hunters.
Oh, there you go.
TV, baby. What? Are you willing to pick everything up, pack your bags, and just move across the country?
Why not?
If you don't have kids or responsibilities, why not do it?
I've never seen it work out, but go get crazy.
Yeah, I mean,
we do it all the time. Come on.
I mean, there's a lot easier places to live than New York.
Take a chance. I say, would you be willing to do it? No kids, no responsibilities. Tap in.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Some people are deathly afraid of snakes. And this 7-foot-long king cobra. Oh, and by the way, he's almost a foot in circumference in width. Escaped from his home at the zoo, and his name is Houdini, and the world is like, where is this snake? Because we're scared,
right? His name's really Houdini.
His name's Houdini. 7 days later, he went home. He's like, I'm hungry.
He found his way back to his cage?
Yes, Houdini crawled, slithered, whatever.
Yeah, he just wanted to take a slither. He just wanted to take the slither view through his city.
I guess. Well, he went and looked around. He didn't find anybody to eat. Well, so he said, I'm hungry. And he went back into his aquarium, which is now secured properly, says the zoo. And he's currently eating a pig.
Maybe I like to think that he had a little sneaky link to go to and have a little rendezvous with a special snake.
You think there's just random king cobras that are out there to mate with?
Yeah, call him a snake charmer. Damn, I thought that was going to be funnier. Damn.
I had a pull up to McDonald's joke, but you know what? I'm going to just let you fall on your face with that one. Live with it, Anthony.
I'm going to switch gears, okay? So do you guys ever pick your nose?
Yes, automatic.
Yeah,
in
dude.
Private.
If it's funny, I'll do it right now. You guys will laugh at me. I'll do it right now. I'm trying to guess. What's up, dude?
Trying to recover.
Yeah. A new study says it can lead to Alzheimer's and dementia.
No.
Scientists in Australia found that people who dig for gold boost their chances of infecting their olfactory nerve in their nose. And if those germs make it to your brain, they can build up proteins that fog your memory and mess with your cognitive function, just like Alzheimer's.
I don't pick my nose that much.
Yeah, like how deep do you have to dig?
Well, I'm sure if you have a nasty finger and you stick it up your nose and you pushing it into your brain, that's what's happening.
I'm not trying to air all of us out here, but I'm going to open up to the listeners a little bit and let them know that all of us are guilty of the nose swipe. We all nose swipe.
No, I'm talking about digging way up in there.
Oh, okay, yeah, I ain't doing that, dog.
I'm not really a digger unless I'm in a bathroom.
Yeah, well, how about just blow your nose?
Blow your nose and make sure you wash your hair properly, especially if you have children. New guidance from the American Academy of Pediatrics says that kids can attend school with head lice. Yeah. It's okay now, y'all.
No.
It's okay. And there's been a big update since.
I don't know if you're hostos at my kid's school.
Well, there's going to be a lot. There's going to be a lot now because the American Academy of Pediatrics says that although it is not the best for your head, it's actually not a sign of poor health or poor hygiene. And what is actually doing is creating stigma amongst the school, so to protect the kids' mental health, they could come.
You know, always know there's one little piojo. There's always that one kid.
Tell you something. It can't happen to anybody. We used to send our daughter Ava Maddock to a very expensive private school, and they were kind of bougie. How do I describe it?
They were hippies, Dana.
Thank you. It smelled like patchouli and everybody, and the women had armpit hair. And she would come home with piojos all the time. I said, put my kid back in public school. Keep them piojos to yourself.
The Dana Cortez Show Podcast.